Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Morning Mulligans podcast with your host, Jackson Dibble and Todd McGill.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Morning Mulligans podcast. I'm your host, Jackson Dibble.
And I'm Todd McGill.
Welcome back, everybody. This is the Wednesday Wagers episode. This is the FanDuel Sportsbook, essentially. Here in this episode, we go through the withdrawn players, the added players, the weather for the week, our single bets for the week, and our matchups for the week. Todd and I go through all the matchups together. We pick which ones we like the most. Now, we will go through all of this. Again, this is called the Wednesday Wagers. I guess officially now it will be posted as the Wednesday Wagers. Before it was just posted as the matchups, but now that we added single bets, just add so many different wagers to our episode. So why not call it the Wednesday Wagers? We post it on Wednesday, so it makes sense.
Right.
It's catchy. We hope you guys like it. So usually we just jump right into this. We try to keep it under 45 minutes, but we're going to try to talk about something else real quick. A little bit of sad news. Todd, what's the news here?
Yeah, so most golf fans, if you paid attention to any of the news today, Tiger Woods was in a serious car accident this morning, approximately 7:15 a.m. He does have non-life-threatening injuries, but the injuries he sustained were pretty serious. Yeah. He's got multiple compound fractures in both legs. Just a really sad situation.
Yeah. You know, he was just talking the other day about getting an MRI and hopefully going to the Masters this year, but I mean, obviously that's not going to happen now, but what's even more scary is that you might not ever see him in a tournament again now.
Yeah.
I mean, his leg is messed up.
Yeah. I mean, at this point, we're just hoping for his well-being and health. But
his family, too.
Yeah.
So they're okay.
Yeah. It's bittersweet, I guess, that he does not have life-threatening injuries, because whenever you look at the car,
it was bad.
It looks like somebody would have died in that.
It could have been a lot worse. He could be dead.
Yeah, all of the news sources that I'm seeing are pretty much saying if he didn't, without the safety precautions in the car he was driving, it's probably a fatal crash. So I mean, it is good that he has at least came through it. Hopefully,
yeah.
And hopefully we can see him back out on the golf course at some point. It just, man, this is this
as
really
of right
sucks.
Now. It was just a car crash as of now. There was no evidence of impairment now.
As far as the news sources are concerned that I've seen, there is no sources pointing to any drug use or anything like that causing the crash.
Yeah. That's as of right now, and I pray that's the case. I mean, prayers out to Tiger and his family. Hopefully everything is okay at this point.
Yeah,
I mean,
for sure.
It's got to get better. Hopefully his family and them can get through it. And hopefully best case scenario, and he gets healthy, and it was just a car crash, just something happened, went wrong, but hopefully he gets healthy and he's back on the golf course at some point.
That would be cool to see. I mean, I guess we're talking about another return at this point, but it's...
That'd be crazy.
Too soon to be mentioning that, but
yeah.
it would be great to see him come back, but I'm just really hoping that he can come through this without any serious, you know, life-changing injuries, I guess.
I agree with you. Well, it's, everybody's rooting for Tiger. Everybody loves him. We're really hoping he's okay.
Yeah.
But... besides from the news, we try to keep the episode here under 45 minutes, so we're just going to go ahead and jump right into it. We have a lot in store for you all today for the official Wednesday Wagers. I love that name. It's very catchy. Hope you guys like it. Okay, we usually start off with the withdrawn players. Todd, who's withdrawn?
No one.
No one. who's been added?
Also no one.
No one. So. Usually there's somebody, but I think it's just because it's at the WGC tournament. You're not going to see somebody.
Right.
Like
even
that.
If somebody did withdraw, I don't think they're going to fill their spot.
Yeah. No. All right. Give us the weather, Todd.
So it's looking like right now, starting Thursday, high of 76, and then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday creeps into the 80s. Pretty much all a low of mid to high 60s. The wind, though. We kind of seen last week how the wind can really affect a golf course, and
the wind won't be as bad this week.
No, it doesn't look quite as bad. It's Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday are expected winds at 10 to 15 miles an hour. Friday's a little less, 5 to 10. So
makes it a little dicey.
Yeah, I mean, it adds a little bit of calculations you got to throw into some of your shots. So
I think it's going to be such an exciting tournament. A brand new golf course hasn't been played on tour. And then, you know, it's the temperature-wise, it's going to be fantastic.
Oh, yeah, perfect golfing weather.
There's just going to be that tad little bit of wind that could, you know, mess with those golf shots a little bit. I think it's going to be a really fun tournament to watch.
Yeah, I'm excited to watch.
It's the start of the Florida golf run.
Yeah, the Florida swing is in full.
Means that golf's
full force now.
Yeah, golf's back. We're
pretty
here.
Much, yeah. As soon as it gets to Florida, I mean, I guess for us, golf season never really ends other than maybe the month of December, but – yeah, usually the Florida swing is about when everybody starts tuning in and the official like hype around golf returns.
Yeah, no, it's very exciting. We're looking forward to a really good rest of the season. You know, we had an amazing week last week, and I hope you guys tuned in yesterday to listen to that. Also, another thing at the end of this episode, we will give you our teams that we promised you all from yesterday.
Yeah.
We did not go over our teams yesterday because we wanted to hear both of our knowledge. And then, so we'll give you guys one or two teams at the end of this whole thing as well. So you got single bets, matchups, and some teams coming your way today. Big Wednesday Wagers Day.
Yeah.
Huge.
Unveiling.
Yeah. So, well, here we go. Withdrawn players, added players, weather, all checked off the list. Let's just jump into the single bets. So we usually go over our outright winners first. Like our bets for those, and then we'll go for our top 5 to top 40 finishes. And we'll give you guys the odds for everything, including the player, and then let's all make some money together this week.
That'd be nice.
Todd, give me an outright winner.
So right now, first on my list, and this is going to be a long shot, but I think this only happens with outright winners. But you can cash out early if your guy's hanging around the lead.
Yeah. If you're hanging around the lead, you can cash out early almost 95% of the time.
So I've got my first outright winner bet is on Bernt Wiesberger.
Wow. You talked about him yesterday.
Yeah, I talked about him yesterday.
Now, what are his odds?
He's plus 12,000.
Wow. $1 to win 120?
Yeah. I mean, super crazy odds, and, I mean, it's only really going to pay off if
– if he's in contention after 2 days, you better cash out.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure.
That could be a sneaky little bet there.
Yeah, I mean, he's contended in other WGCs before, and I just think his game's in a decent spot right now, and I mean, for the odds, just if he gets in contention.
Yeah, plus 12,000.
Yeah, why not?
No brainer. I put $1 on Willie Mack last week. It was $1 to win 1,000. Oh. It was plus 100,000.
Oh gosh.
To win. So I put $1 on him.
He did make the cut though, didn't he?
He did. No. No, he was going to, but he messed up the second day.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, it was not good. So outright winner that I have is Tommy Fleetwood, plus 4,100.
Good odds.
Pretty solid odds. Now, last week we took Max Homa at plus 6,000. So that was a nice little payday for us. But Tommy Fleetwood, plus 4,100, I got it. Booked. Another one I got is Cam Smith, plus 4,500. Definitely booked.
I'm surprised after last week that his odds didn't.
They don't have faith in the mullet, man. They don't have faith in the Tennessee waterfall. I haven't officially claimed him yet as of yesterday's episode, but I'll claim him. I just got to call him first.
Right.
You know.
Let him know.
Yeah, I got to somehow talk to him. Who else you got an outright winner?
So I actually have Cameron Smith also as outright winner. Like you said, plus – what did you get him at?
4,500.
Okay, yeah, that's the same thing I got him at also. My other one is Tony Finau, plus 2,000.
I have him as well. You can't go wrong with that. He'll probably be in contention on Sunday. And if you know he's not going to win, just cash out.
Right.
You're good.
I mean, it's kind of a no-brainer at this point, especially at plus 2,000.
Yeah. I mean, Tony Finau top five odds are great, too. It's I got him at plus 2,000. I think it's pretty good. You got anybody else at outright winner?
No.
All right, I got one more outright winner. It's Xander Schauffele at plus 1,400. It's obviously a little lower. But, you know, throw $5 on that, $70. So, if he wins, obviously.
Right.
But, yeah, I got him an outright winner, too. Out of those four guys, I mean, I'm 100% believing one of those four is going to win. It's going to be, like I said, it's going to be another very exciting week. And all of those four odds are very attractive.
Yeah, they are.
It's going to be exciting. So, we're going to jump into our top 5 to 40 placement finishes. When I say top 5 to 40, FanDuel Sportsbook lets you bet on top 5, top 10, top 20, top 30, and top 40. That's what I mean when I say that. So, give me a placement.
So, it's another Euro. It's my boy Shane Lowry, top 20 bet, plus 260.
Plus 260 for top 20. For Shane Lowry, I think that's a good bet.
He's been creeping around top 20 his last two starts on the European Tour.
Yeah.
So,
that's a good bet.
I mean, this field's probably a little stronger than what he's seeing over there, but he's the type of player. I mean, he's a major winner. So
yeah, that's a great bet.
I think that's a solid bet.
Yeah. I got Cam Smith at top 10 plus 360. I think 360 for a top 10 is, I mean, in my opinion, it's a no-brainer.
It paid off for you well last week.
Yes, it did. It's, I think, yeah, plus 360, Cam Smith top 10, booked, taking it. Give me another one.
My last one right now, and I may follow you in putting a top finish on Cam Smith. I'm not sure exactly where I want to do it at yet, but the one I've gotten written down so far is Will Zalatoris, the top 10. He's plus 410.
Wow.
He's been scaring the top 10 literally the last
– yeah, he could do that.
3 out of 5 weeks.
Yeah, plus 410, Will Zalatoris, he could do that.
I honestly think so, and I mean, I think we noticed because you kind of started making your single wagers kind of later than I did, and he's not even at that price anymore.
He's not. Like I said, Will Zalatoris has better odds to win the whole tournament than Cam Smith. Will Zalatoris is plus 4,100 to win, and Cam Smith's plus 4,500.
Wow.
Which, that's just mind-blowing.
Yeah.
I get Will Zalatoris is on a roll right now, but I mean, it's Cam Smith. Like, come on. He's wicked around the greens. It's crazy. A bet that I have, I'm going to go back to my boy and talk about the Aussies more. Mark Leishman top 20 is plus 220.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, I 100% believe that Mark Leishman could get a top 10 this week. Like I said it yesterday, I think his best might be 9th or 10th.
Right.
But Mark Leishman top 20 plus 220, that's a lock for me.
Yeah, for sure.
I feel like that's great. Give me another one.
That's it for my placement finishes so far.
Oh, I forgot. I dive deep into the skin here.
Yeah, you got a lot more skin in the game than me.
Right. I like throwing up the numbers. So, like I said, Mark Leishman top 20 plus 220, that's a lock for me. Pretty much everything that I'm talking about, it's a lock. I mean, I'm very confident it's going to happen. Brooks Koepka top 10 is plus 230. I feel like that's very good. I feel like Koepka is kind of going under the radar this week.
Yeah, he kind of always does at normal events, I feel like.
I agree with you. Nobody has really given him the respect that he does. But, like, I heard on the Golf Channel the other day, you know, like, last time Brooks Koepka won a regular season, he kind of went on a really big stretch, and I just didn't personally remember that. So I looked into it, and, yeah, he went on a stretch. He won that regular tournament, and I'm pretty sure everything I saw, I mean, it was, like, straight top tens the next, like, 7 weeks.
Okay.
I mean, it was guaranteed he did finish like 38th last week after his win, but I think Koepka, he's going to kill it at a brand new golf course and everything. I think he's going to do great. Top 10, plus 230, Brooks Koepka, lock, taking it.
He's plus 230?
Yeah.
He's plus 500 to finish top five, and yeah. Webb Simpson's plus 490.
I think at the end of this, I'm actually going to throw in another outright winner on Brooks Koepka. I'm going to toss another one at him.
I guess it wouldn't be back-to-back because he played last week, but – 2 out of 3 starts, dubs. That'd be pretty huge.
Like I said, I mean, I think Brooks Koepka could definitely win this tournament. And even if he doesn't win, if he's in contention, smack the cash out button.
Yeah.
Smack it. Don't be afraid to hit the cash out button.
So, you're guaranteed money that way.
I almost lost it last week, but we were good. Max Homa pulled it off.
It was just so funny watching you go in a panic literally every other shot. Because...
Oh, I should show you the text message between me and my dad. I mean, it's like just back and forth, back and forth. I mean, it was awful. I was terrified. But another bet that I have is Tony Finau top 5 plus 360. Tony Finau is the top 5
king. Why wouldn't you?
Yeah. I mean, how can you go wrong with that? I mean, Tony Finau top 5 plus 360, how can you go wrong with that?
Right.
He's getting runner-up every other day, and he's not runner-up. He's either top 5 or top 10. I mean, come on. Place the bet. Place it. My last bet that I have for today is Victor Hovland top 10 plus 210. I think Victor Hovland's also kind of going under the radar this week. I get that his short game is not exactly the greatest right now, but I feel like he hit like the rest of his game's just in such a good spot that he can almost make up for the short game, which, you know, in golf, the short game's supposed to make up for everything else.
Yeah, Victor kind of plays the opposite of that.
Yeah. But he's getting it done. He had a great finish last week.
Yep.
I think Victor Hovland top 10 plus 210 also taking it. That's all my single bets I got for the week. We're going to have another big week. I'm telling you here now on Wednesday Wagers, we're having another big week this week. We are going to repeat, if not double, what we did last week.
Oh, God.
I'm confident. I need a good spell right here. So.
A good run of bets here just to save us.
You got anything else for single bets?
Nope.
All right. Well, with that being said, we're going to jump into the matchups for the week. Now, if you guys listened in to last week's episode, and for your new listeners, Todd and I compete against each other in matchups. You know, the ones we disagree on, we compete against each other. And the week prior, I beat Todd 4-1, and the one win that he had was I handed it to him.
Yeah, basically.
On a silver platter.
Yeah.
So Todd and I had a legitimate competition this past week, and I went 3-2. Todd went 2-3.
Hey, so that's an improvement.
It's a big improvement. So
I won those two fair and square.
Yeah. So my matchups record is now 7-3, and Todd's is
a measly 3-7.
Yes. And we will compete against each other every month. So we have one more week here at these matchups, and then whoever wins this week, well, whoever wins the matchups record at the end wins the prize. But so let's – I'm going to tell you guys about these old matchups that we took. I took Cantlay over Xander, which I wasn't that confident about, but I took it. I won that one. I took Victor Hovland over Colin Morikawa. I won that. Took Jordan Spieth over Bubba Watson. Won that. But Todd took Zalatoris over my boy Leishman, and he won that. And then Todd took Charlie Hoffman over Matt Kuchar and won that. So, you know, 3-2, that's a pretty good week.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. A lot closer than the first week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
But all that being said and me done ranting, let's jump into this week's matchups. Like I said, we like to keep this episode a little bit shorter. Pleases everybody a little bit more.
I literally started pulling up these matchups and only saw the people from the Puerto Rican Open. I started panicking a little bit.
Oh, God.
But there, the WGC's on there.
Where?
You just got to go a little down past group betting.
Oh, there it is. Tournament matchups, WGC Work Championship. Hey, there it is. I see, I got scared there for a second.
Yeah.
All right, let's jump into it. First one, take it.
All right, we got DJ going up against John Rahm. They are both minus 112.
I got my pick. Well, let me get the notepad. We're gonna disagree on some today.
I'm ready. I honestly like DJ again.
I like Rahm.
Really?
Yep. Oh, yeah. Rahm's in a lineup. I knew we were going to disagree this week. I knew it. It's going to be a fun week.
we've been consistently getting five disagreements per week, and now this week's probably going to be like 12.
That makes it more fun.
Yeah, it does.
So tell me why you're taking DJ over Rahm.
Honestly, just the recent form. They both been playing well. I just don't – I'm probably not going to trust Rahm fully until he wins with Callaway clubs.
That's fair.
If I'm being honest.
That's fair.
Not that he's not a great player or anything like that. I just – it really kind of scares me a little bit to throw him in there just because I don't know exactly what he's going to do.
That's fair. You know, minus 112, not bad. Are you gonna place it?
I don't believe so.
Okay, that's fair. Go ahead and take the next one.
All right, this next matchup, we got Cameron Smith at minus 118 going up against Matthew Fitzpatrick at minus 108.
We're going to agree on this one.
I do too, yeah. I think so.
Cam Smith, the adopted Tennessee child.
Yeah, he's just playing, I think last week, like I said on yesterday's show, he definitely got a lot of confidence from that. Which, I mean, Matthew Fitzpatrick probably could have taken a lot of confidence from last week as well.
He's amazing around the greens as well.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
I'm just going to roll with my boy Cam Smith, I think.
I agree with you. I'll take the next one.
Okay.
Adam Scott minus 118 versus Louis Oosthuizen at minus 108.
Oh, Louis.
Adam Scott.
Yeah. Really?
I looked into Louis Oosthuizen some this week, and he could definitely play well here. He could, but I just think Adam Scott's the safer pick.
Yeah, I do too. And Louis is just one of those guys that just shows up out of nowhere on tournaments, it feels like.
I love Louis, but taking Adam Scott.
Yeah, I'll go with Adam Scott as well.
All right, take the next one.
We got Jason Day at minus 142 going up against Sergio Garcia at plus 110.
Huh.
I don't know.
Jason Day.
I'll probably go with Jason Day also. I mean, the stats that I looked up yesterday, Garcia definitely has a advantage here, I think.
Uh-huh.
As far as just, you know, playing on Bermuda and you know, hitting greens and stuff like that. But I just don't know really where his game's at. And Jason Day's, he's kind of streaky right now, but I definitely like Day, I think, in this matchup.
I would say Jason Day over Sergio Garcia, but if it's Jason Day clean shaved, then definitely over Sergio Garcia.
The beard's holding him back.
Ever since Jason Day got this beard, he hasn't been the same guy.
He could literally do like an alter ego, because he looks nothing like old school Jason Day.
No, like you said, like Todd and I are watching the Torrey Pines tournament, and Jason Day came up on the screen, and Todd's like, "Is that Jason Day?" I'm like, "No, that's not Jason Day." And then Jason Day popped up on the screen. I'm like, "What?" All right, next matchup. I think we're gonna disagree. Mark Leishman -126 versus Shane Lowry -102.
We're not disagreeing.
You're taking Mark Leishman. You're taking my boy.
He's on a roll right now with good finishes, and I mean, so is Shane Lowry. But
wow,
with the fly over here and everything like that, I mean, I could definitely see both of these guys finishing within the top 20.
Right.
But as far as who I think would finish above one or the other, I think it's Mark Leishman, honestly.
Well, good. I'm glad you're opening your eyes.
Try not to lose.
Yeah. Take the next one.
We got Colin Morikawa at -112 against Joaquin Neiman at also -112.
We're disagreeing.
Yeah, we're probably disagreeing.
I'll go ahead and jot down Joaquin for me.
Yeah, I'm going to take Colin.
That's it could be a very good pick. But like I said, I think Joaquin Neiman's going to pull the old college basketball comeback in this one. I think he's going to light it up.
That'd be good to see. I mean, he might need some redemption after last week.
Yeah, honestly, after this podcast, I might look into a Joaquin Neiman top 10 finish bet. It could be very good.
Right.
All right, next one. Daniel Berger -112 versus Webb Simpson -112. That's a matchup.
Yeah, that's...
Who you taking?
I don't know, man.
I picked Webb in the podcast yesterday.
I did pick Webb, and we didn't really mention Berger at all.
Now, Berger can light this tournament up as well.
Yeah, and a lot of the models that I looked at, you know, while we were doing our research, kind of leaned in Berger's favor.
I mean,
on more than just going up against Webb Simpson.
He's
just
a fantastic golfer.
Yeah, I'm not sure if he still got the hangover from winning at Pebble.
No, he doesn't.
I wouldn't think so, just as the, you know, caliber of player that he's growing into be.
Mm-hmm. I take Berger over Webb.
I think I'm going to take Webb.
What?
Yeah. I'm going to take my risky play.
Wow. Okay.
I'm just going to keep these losses a rolling.
That's fine with me. prizes.
I'm going to keep losing so I can get a first-round draft pick.
That's fine. I like prizes. All right, next pick. Bryson DeChambeau -164 and Brooks Koepka +126. We're disagreeing again.
You think so?
Koepka -126, and I'm placing that one.
I mean, that's really good odds, especially if you're going to go with Koepka. I mean, I wouldn't place it.
We're not necessarily looking at odds here. We're looking at who's going to win this matchup.
Yeah, that's true.
Who you taking?
I'll go with Bryson.
Wow, we are disagreeing out the wazoo today.
I think Bryson's game is in a decent spot other than the driver, and I think he's probably taking the time he needed. I mean, he got an extra 2 days to prepare.
Yeah, because he missed a cut.
Yeah. So
that's funny.
I mean, like I said, when you're getting into these type of players, missed cuts really doesn't mean all that much. I mean,
yeah,
we saw Brooks Koepka miss three in a row and then go on to win the Waste Management. So
yeah, out of nowhere.
Yeah, literally out of nowhere.
But like you say, you saw Daniel Berger miss the cut at Phoenix Open
and then come back and win
in Pebble. So, yeah, no, I agree with you on that one. Take the next one.
We got Harris English at -152 going up against last week's winner, Max Homa, at +118.
Wow.
It's
kind of a tough one.
I think Vegas is definitely calling for the hangover.
What are you calling for?
I didn't like where Harris English, where his game went after he won the Tournament of Champions. I'm going to go with Homa.
I think I'm going to agree with you.
I might actually take that.
It's not bad. I just think, ever since Harris won, I think he's just kind of like, yeah, I won. Now I'm done.
Yeah. I can go back to being outside top 50 player in the world and blah, blah, blah. I'm good. Yeah. I'm good for 2 years.
Yeah, no, he really is. All right, next one. So you're taking Max.
Yeah, I am.
All right, we agree on that one. Next one. Hideki Matsuyama -164 versus Justin Rose at +124. You know, I almost talked about Justin Rose yesterday. I am hands down taking Justin Rose, and I'm placing that +124 Justin Rose bet.
Yeah, I mean,
Hideki Matsuyama's game is horrible right now.
It is.
It's terrible. Now, Justin Rose's game, we don't know how it is.
Not really.
But I trust Justin Rose way more than Hideki.
Yeah.
Just solely also just because of my course comparison that I used yesterday, Augusta National, and Justin Rose loves the Masters.
Right.
So, I mean, I think he's going to play well here. Definitely better than Matsuyama.
Yeah, I think the same.
What else you got?
We got Rory McIlroy at -118 going up against Justin Thomas at -108. Probably going to go with Rory. I mean,
disagree.
Both of these guys missed the cut last week, but
disagree.
Really?
I'm regretting this as I write it. Rory's going to finish better. Justin Thomas is going through a hard time right now. He's also great friends with Tiger. All this whole Tiger thing's going on. Justin Thomas's grandfather just passed away. He played terrible last week. Yeah, Rory. I think Rory. I'm going to agree with you. I'll cross that one out.
Okay.
All right. Next one here. Ryan Palmer, my boy, -122 versus Jason Kokrak, -104. Tough one.
Yeah, I mean, we haven't really seen Ryan Palmer in a couple weeks.
Jason Kokrak's been playing pretty well.
He has.
Who you taking?
I'm probably going to go with Kokrak.
I'm going my boy.
I'm going to go with the recent form and probably a little bit of the course length. I mean, I definitely think Ryan Palmer can contend here, and he's got the game, you know, to not fall that far behind. But as far as, you know, Jason Kokrak played really well last week. And I think it's going to continue.
I think Kokrak, honestly, probably will play better than Ryan Palmer. I think he'll probably finish better. But so I'm going to agree with you, but I'm taking Ryan Palmer because he's my boy.
Yeah.
So I just Ryan Palmer's finishes at the Masters are all pretty bad besides this one random top 10 finish that he had. But Kokrak's playing really good. I mean, I could be eating my own words, but I'm going to take Ryan Palmer over Kokrak, but I don't know. I definitely think Kokrak finishes better. But, again, I can't go against Ryan Palmer.
Disgrace the boys.
Yeah, I can't go against Mark Leishman and Ryan Palmer. Those are, like, my two boys right there. And Cam Smith's about to be my third. But he hasn't got there just yet. He's got to work for that promotion. All right, next one. Sungjae Im, -126 versus Tommy Fleetwood, -102.
I'm probably going to disagree.
You're taking Sungjae Im?
Yeah.
Wow. Shooketh.
Simply because the Bermuda greens.
I think Tommy Fleetwood might win this whole tournament.
I think Sungjae's got a couple weeks rest, and he plays really well in Florida. I just think he's a solid play. I know we didn't mention him on yesterday's episode, but, I mean, he's taking a couple weeks off. He's got the batteries recharged.
Yeah.
I like Sungjae.
I got to go Fleetwood. I just feel like he might win this whole tournament. Feeling it. All right, you take the next one. I'm pretty sure I stole two from you.
Hey, we're good. We got Victor Hovland at -126 going up against Patrick Reed at -102. I don't know. You talked about both of these guys. I mean, I know you were kind of making fun of Patrick Reed a little, but
nah, I'm going Hovland.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going Hovland also.
Even if I do think Patrick Reed might play well here, I think Hovland still finishes better.
Yeah.
Definitely taking Hovland over that. Hovland -126. Not awful.
No, it's not.
All right, next one. Go ahead and take another one.
Tony Finau, -126, going up against Tyrell Hatton at -102. To me, I feel like this is kind of a no-brainer. I know Tyrell's like fifth best player in the world right now, but Finau, dude.
Yeah.
Just, I mean, if he continues on his normal trend right now, Tyrell's going to have to literally win the golf tournament.
Yeah.
To beat him.
It's going to be Tyrell and Tony Finau playoff.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be so bad to see him lose another playoff. Oh, gosh. I'm taking Tony Finau over Tyrell Hatton.
Yeah, I am too.
Tyrell Hatton's a fantastic player, but Tony's going to finish better, I think. It's going to be like Tony third, Tyrell fifth.
Yeah, I mean, and honestly, I think this is a length where, I mean, because Tyrell doesn't hit it anywhere either.
No.
So I definitely think the course length is probably going to definitely favor Tony Finau.
I agree with you. All right. Scottie Scheffler, -130 versus Will Zalatoris, +100.
Probably taking this.
Will Zalatoris.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. I have no confidence in Scottie Scheffler right now.
No. I'm probably going to place that, actually.
It's I mean, Scottie Scheffler's not playing bad. Will Zalatoris has got all the momentum in the world behind him.
He's just on such a great run right now.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard to go against him. All right, take the next one.
Xander Schauffele going up at -126, going up against Patrick Cantlay at -102.
Wow.
It's kind of a heavy hitter right here.
Wow.
I'm probably going to go with Xander, though.
Jeez, I don't know. Convince me. I got to think about this one.
Just the stats that I riddled off the last 2 weeks about Xander's all.
I know Xander's due, but Cantlay's due, too.
He is.
My goodness.
I don't really exactly know how good Cantlay does on Bermuda greens.
I'm gonna go with you with Xander because Cantlay might win next week at the Arnold Palmer. And he loves that golf course.
Yeah.
I'll go Xander with you. Sure. We'll take it. All right, next one is Carlos Ortiz -122 versus Robert
McIntyre.
Sorry. Lost my train of thought there for a second. I'm going Carlos Ortiz.
We'll write it down.
Wow.
I'm going to go with Robert McIntyre.
We are disagreeing on so much.
I don't really know much about him. Just, you know, listening to other podcasts and stuff. I mean, at least I know for me, I listen to a lot of golf podcasts. And McIntyre is actually tearing it up on the European Tour right now.
Hmm.
So as long as his game travels and if Ortiz has a similar week like he had last week, yeah, I'm going to take McIntyre.
Fair enough. I'll take Ortiz. I'll play you. Next one. You got it.
DJ against at -164 against Justin Thomas at +136. DJ.
Solely just because of what I said earlier. And DJ, I mean, he's number one player in the world. He's not going to play bad. Justin Thomas is just going through a tough time right now, especially with the whole Tiger thing that just recently happened. It's not going to be good.
Yeah.
I don't think. Maybe he'll go out there and kill it. Maybe it'll be like a for Charlie type deal. But still, I can't go against Dustin Johnson or Rory McIlroy in those favors. I just can't.
Right.
Both agree on Dustin.
Yeah. All right.
Next one. Tough one. Dustin Johnson -152 versus Rory McIlroy +120. Who you got here? You're a big Rory guy.
I am a big Rory guy. I feel like I went with Rory in every matchup last week. And I just got burned on all those.
I'm going to go DJ.
I probably am too.
Going against your boy.
I mean, McIlroy is a guy that can definitely turn it around at any moment.
Yeah.
But DJ's the number one player in the world for a reason.
Yeah, how do you go against DJ?
I mean, I just
it's really
I can't.
Tough. It's really tough to go against him. So we're both agreeing on DJ over Rory.
Yep.
All right, you got the next one.
This one's interesting. Literally the playoff winners.
They just made this just to be a jerk.
I think they did. Tony Finau -235.
Wow.
Against Max Homa +176.
Justified. I think Tony Finau will blow Max Homa out of the water this week.
I do too. I think definitely they've got to be thinking that he's going to have a hangover week.
I mean, how could he not?
I mean, he's literally been the underdog in every match we've mentioned with him in it.
Yeah. I mean, Tony Finau, for sure.
I'm definitely not taking that. -235.
Yeah, that's
good
not
Lord. That's the biggest I've seen by almost 100.
Yeah. Next up is John Rahm -134 versus Xander Schauffele +108. That's a tough one.
That one is a tough one.
Who are you taking?
I think I'm going to go with Xander again for the same exact reason why I didn't choose Rahm against, who was it, DJ or one of the other top guys, mm-hmm. just because.
JT.
Yeah, JT. I just haven't seen, like I said, I don't know where he is with his game. I mean, it's obviously pretty good. He finished fifth last week, but
yeah.
I could see Xander winning this week.
I picked John Rahm over Dustin Johnson in a matchup earlier, but I think Xander will finish better than John Rahm. I agree with you. I mean, it literally might be the top five leaderboard might be Xander, Rahm, DJ.
I mean,
it really could.
100%.
Yeah, I think Xander beats John Rahm this week. Because like you said, I think John Rahm definitely get a top 10 finish, but Xander Schauffele might win this thing. So Xander Schauffele +108. Pretty good odds.
Yeah, I honestly might throw a little cash on that too.
Okay. All right, next one. Go ahead and take it.
Patrick Cantlay at -126 against Daniel Berger, -102. Honestly, I'm probably going to go with Berger.
I'll disagree. Going Cantlay. I can't give you much justification why. I just feel like...
Other than he's in great form.
Yeah, I mean, Cantlay's due. Berger already had his deal. Berger will still play fantastic, but Cantlay just... I mean, like I said, it's going to be Cantlay finishing like one or two spots better, in my opinion.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yep.
But all right, I got Cantlay with Berger. All right, next one. Bryson DeChambeau, -112 versus Rory McIlroy, -112. You picked both these guys.
I did. Rory is more or less just a mention, so I think I'm going to go with Bryson.
I'm going to agree with you. I think Bryson turns it around this week and takes out Rory.
I mean, these are both guys that's definitely going to have to turn it around from last week.
No, I agree with you.
Yeah. But as far as what little course history we have and everything else, I think Bryson takes this one.
Okay. All right, take the next one.
Tyrrell Hatton at -142 up against Tommy Fleetwood at +108.
Tommy Fleetwood taking him.
Yeah, same.
I just really think Tommy's going to play good this week. I really do. And I really hope he does too. I want him to I want him to gain the respect in the States.
He's kind of lost it. He had it there for a while when he was contending a lot. And then I don't know if he just got so discouraged that he just went back to the European Tour for a while.
Maybe.
Or what the deal is, but... Yeah, I think Fleetwood's the move.
I agree with you. All right, the last one of the week. Patrick Reed, -118. Brooks Koepka, -108. Brooks Koepka.
How many disagreements we at right now?
8.
Oh, gosh.
So if you want to make it uneven and 9, no tiebreaker this week, you could take Reed. But I will not be taking Reed.
I don't think I like Reed enough to take him, honestly.
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
I don't like him enough as a person. I don't like him enough as a golfer. Just all the way around, I think I'm just going to take Brooks Koepka just because.
Well, fair enough then. Well, that does it for our matchups then. So, like you said, today's called the Wednesday Wagers, and you'll see it posted like that from here on out. You guys heard our matchups. We're competing. This is the last week of Todd and I competing for the month of February. We'll compete for 4 tournaments every month. And whoever wins gets a prize.
You want to do some lineups?
Yeah.
I'll let me see. So one matchup I've got right now is starting off at DJ, then going to Colin Morikawa, Patrick Reed. I threw Patrick Reed in there. Webb Simpson, Will Zalatoris, and Kevin Na.
Okay.
Right now, the only ones that really scare me are Reed, just because we haven't seen him in the States for a couple weeks, and Kevin Na. But I kind of expressed my concerns with him on yesterday's episode.
It's fair. I got you a winning team right here. You know, I should have won last week. I should have won more. I won, but I should have won more. But
dang you, Carlos Ortiz.
I know, like, really. So I got a... we're telling you guys our lineups from yesterday that we promised you all today from the Tuesday Picks episode, just in case you are wondering. For my team that I'm going with, I got 4 teams. I'm going to tell you these 2 I'm pretty good with. Xander Schauffele, Tommy Fleetwood, Cam Smith, Adam Scott, Mark Leishman, Victor Hovland. I feel like that's a powerhouse right there.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm excited for that one. You got any other teams you want to share?
Yeah, so my big money team is right now is Xander Schauffele, Tony Finau. I threw Daniel Berger in there just because if he happens to play well, I don't want to miss out.
Yeah.
Cam Smith, Will Zalatoris, and Bernt Wiesberger.
There you go.
I feel like that's a pretty powerhouse team that, I mean.
You just got to hope Wiesberger gets up there.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully all these guys can finish in the top 10. I can make me some cash, but I think that's a powerhouse team.
I agree with you. I got another team here. It's similar to my last team, but not completely. I have Cam Smith, Adam Scott, Mark Leishman, Will Zalatoris, Tony Finau, and John Rahm. I feel like, again, solid. Another powerhouse team. I have some other riskier teams here. I'll go ahead and share you one more team that I have. Another team that I have is Patrick Cantlay, Cam Smith, Victor Hovland, Adam Scott, Mark Leishman, and Tommy Fleetwood. I'm very confident in Adam Scott, Mark Leishman, and Cam Smith this week. I feel like they're all going to be top 20 easily. I think it's just I'm confident. We got all my teams are in the big money again this week, so let's pull for another good week like we had last week.
Yep.
We had a huge week last week with the single bets, the wagers, everything. All right, you got anything else before we sign off here?
Nope.
All right, everybody. Well, thank you all for listening. Again, don't forget, Todd and I are competing. This is the last week of February for Todd and I to win a prize. Make sure you guys tune into yesterday's episode for our DFS picks and everything of that sort. Don't forget to follow us on social media, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at The Morning Mully. And go check out our website, themorningmulligans.com. You can listen to the podcast there. You can learn more about me and Todd. Just kind of check it out. Worked hard on it. Other than that, that's all we got. We'll see you guys next week for the Arnold Palmer Invitational. Let's hope for a good week, everybody. Thank you.